I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. The opening clause of the First Amendment to the Constitution says that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. We take this clause to mean that the government will not establish an official state religion, such as is the case of Christianity in Great Britain. We take religious freedom for granted today in America, but it wasn't always so. The early Pilgrims, who were Puritans, did come to Massachusetts from England to escape religious persecution, but the Puritans tolerated no other religions and banished non-Puritans from the Massachusetts Bay Colony. Roger Williams, a Puritan dissident, left Massachusetts and headed south to establish Rhode Island, the first American colony to grant religious freedom to everyone, including Quakers and Jews. For nearly 80 years following ratification, the First Amendment's narrow wording stating that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion was taken literally. It would take those 80 years and ratification of the 14th Amendment for the Establishment Clause to be as universally applicable as it is today. Along with the freedoms enshrined in our Constitution comes also risk. The proper management of risk is essential to success in business and in life. That's why Hibbs Hallmark & Company insurance professionals are happy to sit down with you for a no-cost, comprehensive review of your coverage. Before you renew a policy, set an appointment at HibbsHallmark.com.